know on. I know blazer on. Ain't got no on. I know blazer on. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh. Ooh! I am a vicious criminal. Good afternoon and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Halzine Heffy, bringing you the latest real estate news, home buying facts, along with community event information and money-saving tips. We are a 501c3 not-for-profit corporation assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. Toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors say today's market conditions are favorable for new home ownership. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills to help you become a homeowner. All right, coming up on today's show, Sabine Million Felix joins us with the legal side of foreclosures, and we'll open the Reach Radio courtroom in just a moment. Then Cynthia Simpson Cannon has a few tips for the innocently injured and how expensive auto insurance could accidentally save you big bucks. You don't want to miss this opportunity. After that, real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. You know, Steve came up with a pretty good idea yesterday. He thinks everyone should email a copy of the Constitution to each other every day. That way, the NSA will finally get the chance to read it. All right, after the news, Curtis LeBlanc joins us on the phone with more foreclosure information, because awareness cures uncertainty. And it may save your home. And of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. Then our house segment will determine who's right and who's left. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. But right now, let's take a look at South Florida's real estate headlines, brought to you by reachforhousing.org. And now, Reach Radio's consistently random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Hello.
Hey.
Well, here's what's going on. It seems a new study is showing that African Americans and Hispanics are still feeling the pain of the housing bust, and they're feeling it more acutely than white Americans are, even after all these years. We'll look at the numbers and give you some theories as to why that is. The zombie apocalypse has arrived in the city of Lake Worth, and Mayor Pam Triolo is doing something about the zombie homes. Those are the ones that have been abandoned by either the banks or the owners. They're tearing them down all over town. We'll tell you about that. There are some more signs of a dramatic shift in America's housing market. A struggling economy coupled with an ongoing effect of the housing mortgage crisis has helped to spark that great recession, and they've left many Americans unwilling or unable to purchase a home. You may be more willing and more able than you know. We'll talk about that. And whether to rent or to buy. It's a perennial debate for those that are mulling over their housing options. And it is still cheaper in most places to buy a home than it is to rent. And speaking of buying, big lenders are expecting to ease their requirements over the next 3 months because they expect a drop in demand from single-family purchased mortgages. This according to Fannie Mae's third quarter mortgage lending sentiment survey. And we also have some boring numbers about about rates and interest and all that sort of thing. But some people love numbers, so I'm going to throw some out there. Just random numbers.
I've got a number right here. It's the number 4. Okay, when we return, more fun with foreclosures. Our expert guests have uncovered some interesting facts about foreclosure laws that may benefit you. And according to a report in USA Today, 4,658,427 people were married in 2012. Now, I don't want to sound fastidious, but shouldn't that be an even number?
Ain't got no home. I know phase is wrong. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
concerned about your future, don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, still your host and housing heffy, with a special home buying message just for you. If you're a first-time home buyer using FHA, HUD, and other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify, and you'll receive big discounts from the banks. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled into Reach's annual, say that 10 times real fast, Reach's annual educational membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach included 2 free credit checks per year in their educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable educational home buyer workshops, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. Right now, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. That's right, $99. That's a $151 savings, and not to count the savings you get from the banks and all the lenders that will give you more because you took these courses. And all you have to do is say you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and tell them you would like to sign up for their educational membership program. The toll-free number, of course, is 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Their toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. Don't miss out. Reach out. You know how that works. All right, our first guest has been practicing law for more than 25 years. She relocated in South Florida in 2004, and currently her law office represents clients in each and every aspect of real estate and foreclosure litigation. She's been instrumental in helping hundreds of clients through the foreclosure maze, which was created by what we all believe is our current state of affairs. Sabine Mealy and Felix, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hey, you finally got here.
I know.
That's great. Well, listen, we do a lot of different things, and we had Sabine scheduled on a show, about 3 weeks ago or so?
About 3 weeks ago.
Had a flat tire.
Yeah, oh. I did.
I told you I'd come get you. Hey, let me ask you, do some lawsuits come with an extra pair of pants or no?
No.
And the last time I bought a suit, it did, so, we didn't know. And I understand you just relocated your practice to a living building. What's that mean?
It's an absolutely amazing structure. It's called the Echo Center. It's located on Lake Avenue in Lake Worth.
Well, give us the exact address.
1005 Lake Avenue.
There you go.
And it is a building that lives and breathes. There's a pond in the entryway.
Wait a minute.
With fish.
Yeah.
That get fresh water from a cistern or a reservoir found on the roof of the building that catches fresh rainwater.
Oh.
That water is processed throughout the building for washing hands, watering plants, and eventually makes it down to the pond for the fish.
Nice.
And so the building itself lives and breathes everything.
It's an eco building.
Eco building. Everything in the building is either recycled products, the counters.
How about
in the
people?
Kitchen.
No.
No, not yet.
Darn. We'll recycle them later.
It's an amazing building, and they give tours. It's one of its kind. The family who built it did an enormous job, and it's a commendable building. It really is.
So is it fun to work in, or do you
it
really
is.
Can you feel the difference?
It's a family. It's a family. They built it in a way where there's a center, like an atrium, that's open in the center, so all the offices look out towards the center. It's very inviting. They have seating areas. So a lot of us attorneys and people in the building come together. You get to meet your fellow, you know, suite folks. It's wonderful. It's a family.
Do they have a party on Saturdays?
I can't say. No,
we're because you're
actually,
here.
No, we're actually going to work when we're done here. So, yeah, we party on the computer with our law books.
I love it. Well, let's talk about harp for a second. Is that music to your ears or your pocket?
Harp.
And wait a minute. What is harp anyway?
Harp is the equivalent. Hemp is known. Everybody knows about hemp. It's a modification program.
Oh.
Well, HARP is the sibling to hemp, and it's a refinance program. And what the government did is that if you're not in arrears or in foreclosure, however, your loan was secured during a time where the interest rates were high, you have the ability to refinance within the government programs to get the current rates that are extremely low.
So like if you had like a 9 or 10% mortgage, you could go in and get down to
2, 3, or 4.
Wow.
Yes. When it first started, they were going down as low as 2, and now people are getting anywhere from 3 to 4, which is still amazing.
And that ought to lower your payments by
absolutely
mega.
It does wonders. It does wonders.
As much as half?
It depends how high your interest rate was to begin with. I've seen lowered quite a bit, a few hundred dollars a month.
Wow. What a savings. And what do you have to do to qualify for that? Just be a good person and not be in arrears?
That's correct. You have to have – your loan must be current. Mm-hmm. You have to have purchased your house after prior to 2007. And then you go. You have to have the income. Of course, you have to requalify for a loan, provided your income has been maintained and you're able to qualify. Absolutely.
So this is for homeowners that just got buried by the crash.
Right. And they're making it, but they're barely making it. So it's an opportunity to sort of benefit from the lower interest rates that have come about as a result of this foreclosure crisis.
All right. Now, that doesn't have any principal reduction built in,
it
right?
It does
that,
not.
That would be something like the hardest hit fund,
correct,
right?
And the hardest hit fund has had some new things come about.
I understand they raised the limit, right?
They did. The hardest hit, for those people who don't know, the hardest hit was a fund set up to help people who fell behind on their mortgages, and the money was paid to the lenders to lower their principal balance. And so that used to be $25,000 max. Now it's up to $50,000 maximum. So if you're behind on your mortgage, a lot of people are unable to get the modifications because they owe so much.
Right.
So if you're able to get the funds from the hardest hit, it knocks $50,000 off your principal, which is huge.
Well, especially if you have like a $150,000 loan. It brings
exactly.
it right down to
$100,000. Yes.
All right. Let's just tell the folks how to get a hold of you guys if somebody wants to take advantage of that. And I don't know why they wouldn't, but you can call Million LeBanc and Simpson, a newly formed thing, right?
That's
there.
Correct.
Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. At 954-607-4200. That's 954-607-4200 for us dyslexic people, right? I always switch the zeros. I don't know why. It's just, or you could go to the website at www.flcivillawyers.com.
CivilAttorneys.com.
Well, it didn't. Okay, I got that. Attorneys. So it's FLCivilAttorneys.com, not
right.
lawyers, huh? What's the difference between a lawyer and an attorney?
You say tomato, I say tomato.
Okay, I can't throw them, right? All right, I got you. All right, so now we know about the hardest hit fund and a little increasing deal. And this is good. You take advantage of this, and it's just like getting – I hate to use this term, but it's like free money, right?
It is. I mean, the banks got billions of dollars for free.
They didn't bail me out.
What's a little $50,000 for the working folks?
Yeah. I think you're right about that, yeah. What's this redemption period?
We're starting to see some activity on the part of the lenders. The state of Florida does allow for a redemption period. When a house
explain
is foreclosed,
yeah, okay.
Property is foreclosed, and a homeowner, for whatever reason, wants to try to get the house back or wants to have an opportunity to go to court and tell the judge, hey, they sold this house wrong. The procedure was not followed. I was in the process of modification. The state of Florida provides all these homeowners 10 days from the date that the house is sold to go in and get their day in court.
Oh.
And so this after this 10-day period, the bank has the right, or the purchaser at a foreclosure sale has the right, to apply for a certificate of title. Although there may be arguments that can be made after the 10 days, but absolutely, if done within the 10 days, that person will have an opportunity to go before a judge.
Is it possible to reverse a foreclosure?
Absolutely.
See, how cool is that, right?
Absolutely.
It's like hitting
the
reset.
With the right attorney.
There you go. That's like hitting the reset button on the Nintendo, right? Hey, I want my house back. You hit the button and you're ready to go.
Yes.
Is that a hard thing to do, or is it?
It's not. It's obviously it's not the easiest thing to do. However,
I was just looking for the little trick.
Yeah. there are certain things called defenses that when someone is sued, you have the right to raise certain defenses.
Hmm.
And the defenses are very important. After everything is done, if a property is sold, a homeowner who, through the complaint that was filed, can identify errors made by the bank, procedures not followed by the bank, they can absolutely go back into court and say, Judge, federal law requires that they provide me with a notice 30 days giving me an opportunity to pay my debt in full before they foreclose. Well, I never got that letter. It
gotta
can be
play,
overturned.
You have to play by the rules.
Right.
Is that also called like a forensic audit or something like that?
Well, yeah, that's something that the attorney would request,
right,
to go through the payments. If payments were received and never applied to the account, absolutely, you can go in and fight that. The state of Florida requires that in order to take a property interest from somebody, take their house away, they have to be served personally. Well, they were never served. You can absolutely go in front of a judge and argue that. And those are things that will reverse
nice.
A sale.
Nice. Well, that's the way it works in our legal system, and we will stick to it. If you would like to get a hold of Emilian LeBlanc and Simpson Attorneys at Law, you could call them at 954-607-4200. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, Cynthia Simpson Cannon tells us how to avoid trouble in the car, I guess. Anyway, we will be right back.
I know later on. Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about making home affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know later on. Ain't got no home, I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Ellen Mason, your host and housing heffy. Well, joining us in the studio today is Cynthia Simpson Cannon. I love all these hyphenations, right? She's been practicing law for more than 15 years. She worked with the Palm Beach County Assistant State Attorney representing victims of high crime and misdemeanors. Currently, Cynthia specializes in personal injury law, and for the past 3 years, she's been on the board of directors at the Palm Beach County Justice Association. Cynthia, welcome to REACH Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So what's the Broward or Palm Beach County Justice Association? What do they do?
That is an organization that plaintiff personal injuries attorneys here in Palm Beach County are a member of. We join forces to pool our resources to fight those big bad insurance companies.
Ah, well, hey, truth, justice, and the American way, right?
That's right.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. I understand you have a couple of daughters too, right?
I do.
You don't look old enough to have any daughters.
Oh, thank you so much.
Oh, this is radio. I'm sorry. Folks, she's gorgeous.
Oh, oh, don't stop.
Don't stop.
Don't stop, right? You attended the University of Miami, and you also went to the Cincinnati School of Law.
I sure did. Yes, it was a little bit of a jump. I'm a native Floridian, but my entire family is from the northern Kentucky area, so I wanted to see the seasons and see what snow was like and all that good stuff.
I heard that Cincinnati was upper Kentucky, by the way.
It's just across the river for those that haven't been there.
Do you know where Marymount is?
I don't.
Yeah, well, they call it Marymount up there. So it's, you know, that's the way it goes. What are we going to do? Anyway, let's get into what we're here for, to talk about personal injury, right?
Yes.
And I guess that's an important thing because companies nowadays aren't really interested in taking care of you. So if you don't take care of yourself, they're not going to help. So if you get yourself hurt,
yes,
you have to do certain things, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes you can be just innocently sitting at a red stoplight and somebody hits you from the back. And what's so important for people to understand is that you have to take steps to protect yourself because not everybody is going to have insurance to pay you for your injuries.
Right.
Because the state of Florida only requires certain minimums. They have no-fault insurance. Which is $10,000 for regardless of who's at fault.
Obama should have bought that. Hey, it's not my fault. Okay. No, go ahead. Sorry.
But if your injuries is higher than that amount, mm-hmm. what do you do? And uninsured motorist coverage is really important for those that don't have the insurance to pay for the damage that they caused to you.
But wait a minute. I thought it was a law you had to have insurance in the state of Florida.
And that's the $10,000 PIP, personal injury protection insurance, which mm-hmm. does cover your bills, $10,000 worth. But if you're injured worse than that, then what do? If you have health insurance, that's great. But health insurance carries deductibles and copays and such and so forth. If you pay the money and have uninsured motorist coverage, that will protect you against all the other drivers out there.
Well, that's good information to know, especially if a lot of people come from other countries. They come here. They're not aware of that stuff. They drive around. You get into an accident, and now you got problems.
That's right. And they can compound quite significantly, unfortunately, if you're injured significantly.
Well, luckily we have, in today's society, we have the smartphones, or at least every phone has a camera. So when you're in an accident, what should you do?
Absolutely. Take pictures of the cars before they get moved. Take pictures of the damage. That can also help because, unfortunately, sometimes when people are at fault, they don't like to admit that, perhaps even to themselves. So they will say that they didn't cause the accident. They're not at fault. And if you take those pictures right away, not only do you have an accurate recording of the position of the cars to support you when you say that they caused the accident, but also the amount of damage that was done. And you just have basically even better than an eyewitness because you have that photograph.
Pictures.
Right.
And also, here's a little tip that someone told me. Go around and take a picture of their tag.
Absolutely.
Because they could go, I'm done with this, get in the car and leave.
Absolutely.
And then you're what do they say?
Out of luck.
Yeah, out of luck. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Rick was thinking I was thinking of another word, but that's not really true. Also, you know, when I was when I first started driving, my dad told me, he said, if you're ever in an accident, son, don't ever say, I'm sorry, because that admits guilt. Now, that was, 150 years ago. Does that still apply today?
Well, yes, it does. And I pause because lawyers sometimes get a bad rap because they get the reputation that you can't even be civil to one another. So you do want to be careful what you say.
Oh, you see that too, huh?
You do want to be careful what you say because it can be used against you.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to make sure that you exchange your insurance information. Those pictures are worth 1,000 words, and perhaps even speaking not that much to the other person, particularly if you are at fault. You definitely don't want to say anything to the other person.
Good
no,
idea.
No, I'm sorry. So you just have to be careful.
You know, I have to tell you, though, it's really you almost can't avoid doing that. I hit a guy one time. He pulled right out in front of me, and I smacked him pretty good. It was a little girl in the car. And I saw her face as I hit the car, you know, and I just couldn't, she, all right, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I thought about what my dad said. I said, wait a minute, why am I saying I'm sorry? This guy ran in front of me. But human nature, I couldn't, that poor little girl, I saw her face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I smacked right into him. But is there a, you know, you talk about insurance and everything. Is there a such thing as getting the correct insurance? I mean, you don't want to over-insure. You certainly don't want to under-insure. What kind of scale, what should you use to pick out the right coverage?
I feel like you've been talking to my husband. Every time we get the insurance premiums in on my car insurance, he's always complaining of why we're spending so much on underinsured motorist coverage. And truthfully, the correct amount honestly has to be based on your budget. You want to have as much insurance that you can comfortably afford because you don't know what's going to happen. And if you get catastrophically injured, you're going to want as much insurance as you possibly can have.
Sure.
However, that may not be a reality for your financial situation. So you have to take into account your budget, and what you can comfortably shoulder is what you need to do. So there's all kinds of different things out there. There's something called stacking uninsured motorist coverage. What in the world is that? Well, if you own more than one car, you can insure both cars. And if you buy that stacking coverage, that means instead of having just the one insurance amount on the one car, you can then double the amount of insurance on that car.
Great.
More expensive, but when you compare that to how expensive hospital bills can be and other medical bills, it becomes well worth the investment that you're making.
My wife must have that policy because I know when I come to the driveway, I got one car stacked on top of the other because that's how she drives. But anyway, Cynthia, thank you for coming in and joining us today on a Saturday. I know you guys got to get back to work. If you would like to get a hold of Cynthia or anyone at the Million LeBlanc Simpson Law Firm, you could call them at 954-607-4200. That's 954-607-4200. All right, we're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Curtis LeBlanc joins us with a closer look at the legal side of foreclosure. If you know someone that's facing foreclosure, you might want to call them right now and ask them to tune in. And of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how this house can become your home. And after that, our house segment will tell who's right and who's left. On the other hand, you might be in your right mind. We don't know. And then it's possible that Pat Tracy, the executive director of Reach, may join us with some workshop and training information and things to help you get into your own home. But first, live from the Electronic Palace with nothing but a box of Reese's Pieces and a rusty microphone, it's Reach Radio's Real Estate News at the bottom of the hour with our effervescent news guy, Steve Cody. Steve,
thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet.
Well, there are more signs of a dramatic shift in America's housing market. A still somewhat struggling economy, coupled with the ongoing effects of the housing mortgage crisis that helped to spark the Great Recession, had left many Americans unwilling or unable to buy a home. According to the U.S. Census data quoted by RealtyTrack, the number of renters in American homes rose 34.5% in 2011, with close to one-fourth of all U.S. metro regions seeing higher rental rates. Then there's the rise of the millennials, the new workers that are between 18 and 34. They're foregoing purchasing homes, at least for now, in favor of renting. And that demand, according to Mortgage News Daily, has helped to push the construction of rental units to a 25-year high. Now, to rent or to buy, that's a perennial debate for those mulling their housing options. It's still cheaper to buy a home than it is to rent in South Florida. This despite the rising home prices and rising mortgage rates, according to a new housing affordability study by RealtyTrack. But the math advantages of buying seems to be shrinking. Home prices increased somewhat, but they've cooled in recent months, and now double-digit gains over the past year have helped more South Florida homeowners to regain equity that they lost during the housing debacle. Underwater mortgages fell sharply in the second quarter to 22% from 34% just a year ago, according to Zillow. They also predict the so-called negative equity will fall even further to at least 19% over the next year. The problem was at its worst in the fourth quarter of 2011, when 47% of mortgaged homes in Palm Beach, Broward, and Miami-Dade were worth less than what was owed on them. A new study says that African Americans and Hispanics are still feeling the pain of the housing bust, and they'll be feeling it more acutely than white Americans, even after all these years. Loans to Hispanics and African Americans shot up dramatically when the housing market was really hot a few years ago, and credit came easy, in part because minorities were targeted by those predatory lenders. When the housing market unraveled, these groups were positioned to be hardest hit by foreclosures, and of course they were. Now African Americans and Hispanics have a tougher time qualifying for loans in a tight lending environment, even if they've gotten their finances in order, according to an analysis by the Institute. The study says that among first-time homebuyers, the slow economic recovery has generally hurt minorities more than whites and lessened their chances of actually getting a mortgage. Lake Worth officials say they're fed up with the chronic nuisance properties in the city, and Monday morning they started tearing them down. The city kicked off its tear-down blitz on D Street in Lake Worth. The first home knocked down caused the community many problems with squatters and drug dealers, according to the city. Demolition also began on two others. Mayor Pam Triolo said that nearly 200 homes are considered eyesores in the community. 18 more will be torn down over the next couple of weeks. Mayor Triolo says that $500,000 was set aside for this project. She said it used to be nearly impossible to tear down dilapidated homes because there were never any laws or ordinances on the book to demolish abandoned properties. After a huge outcry from neighbors, city officials finally passed 40 new ordinances in January that would help their efforts to rid the city of so-called zombie foreclosure homes. And large lenders expect underwriting standards to ease over the next 3 months because they also expect a drop in demand from single-family purchase mortgages. This according to Fannie Mae's third-quarter mortgage lender sentiment survey. The share of lenders who expect to purchase mortgages, who are expecting the mortgage demand to go up over the next 3 months, decreased significantly between 26 and 33 percentage points, depending upon the loan type. Among those surveyed, larger lenders seem more likely than smaller lenders to ease their credit standards this year, perhaps in an effort to boost purchase mortgage activity before the year comes to a close. And finally, average long-term U.S. mortgage rates surged this week, marking their largest one-week gain so far this year. Mortgage company Freddie Mac said Thursday the nationwide average for a 30-year fixed loan jumped to 4.23. That's up from 4.12 just last week. And that, my friends, is the news.
Is it true that 78.34% of all statistics are made up?
It's at least that, maybe half.
At least that. I want to know more about tearing down home. At least half. Tearing down homes.
Yeah, they're zombie foreclosures. Mayor Pam Triolo has become a zombie fighter.
You mean she's a Democrat?
She's a zombie fighter.
I love it. Well, nothing like a few laws to help tear down a, you know, that's a good way to start a party.
Well, it's just caused so much blight because of the drugs and the crime and the, nobody's keeping them up, nobody's mowing the lawn, they're broken windows, and it affects the property values of everybody in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So the whole neighborhood gets together and they agree that this house has to go.
Mm. And you know, I used to have a drug problem, you know, but I took care of it. I can afford it now.
Okay, that's all for me.
We're done. All right, folks. Well, we were supposed to have Curtis LeBlanc call in, but he sent us a text message, and it was an A and B thing. He said, I can't make it. A, I had a flat tire, and B, I was abducted by UFOs. So I don't know which way we're going to go. But you know what? We have the second best thing here, two of the second best things, the other parts of the law firm at Million Sabine and Simpson. No, I didn't say that right. No. Million LeBlanc and Simpson. Well, you know, you call me and tell me you can't come because you got a flat tire, aliens got you. I'm going to mispronounce your name. Now, we'll have him back on. He just got tied up with some other stuff. We're only fooling around here, folks. That's what we do at Reach. But we do have the other two-thirds of that law firm with us, and we were speaking with them earlier, so we don't really need to reintroduce them, do we? Mm-hmm. Somebody call in and tell me if we need to do that. Okay. not really. So you guys, how did you all meet up? I mean, you're a foreclosure attorney for the most part. I know you do other things, and you're a personal injury attorney. And what's Curtis do? He just makes you two fight?
No. Curtis does a lot of corporate and commercial transactional work.
So you have three different veins of law.
Right.
So how did you guys get all that together?
This is what makes us a very special law firm. We all know one another through our children. We all, each three partners have children the same age, and we all met at a preschool here in Palm Beach County, and we became friends, and that is what binds us together is our children.
Oh, that's so cool. And now you're friends for life. Da, 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 da. Okay, we know that song. But and so what kind of school is it? Just the regular school or a special?
It's a Montessori school.
There you go.
And it's a very special school. It's an excellent school. But we had many events at the school, birthday parties. So that's how we got to know one another. We start chatting. What do you do? Oh, I'm an attorney. Oh, I am too. What areas do you practice? And it's taken off from there. And I have to say that Sabine was the mastermind to get the three of us in a law firm together.
She looks like a mastermind, I can tell you. I just pictured that conversation a different way. I'm an attorney. Oh, you are? didn't work that way.
No, but, you know, when you get to know the personalities of us three, Marie, we're all very dynamic in our own way, and I think we complement each other in our specialties, and we come together as one dynamic group.
The dynamic duel. But it'll be the trio. The dynamic trio. That almost sounds – well, you know, that gives you a great advantage for your law firm. You can take just about any client. And, you know, we know just being in business in general, one client meets another client, and everything rolls in a nice big circle. And before you know it, you're successful. Absolutely. Well, you're already successful, right?
Absolutely.
What's the hardest case that you've handled so far? Oh, crickets in the room. They're all easy? Is that what you're going to tell me?
Well, no, I'm not going to be so forward and say they're all easy, but I think, although challenging, I can't say very hard. I think, you know, what the beauty of what we do is applying the law. And so with the power of research and knowing, you know, what the law states and applying it to our clients, it's just a matter of, yes, challenging, but I don't think it's been impossible or difficult.
Do you guys ever get together in conference and talk about other cases, or are you allowed
to do that?
Every
day.
All the time. Gives us a huge advantage because we have different perspectives, different years of experience, different kinds of experiences. Mm-hmm. So we really get a unique way of collaborating and getting different viewpoints to come up with the best strategy for each case.
Yeah.
So that does nothing but benefit your clients.
Absolutely. One of the things that we learned recently, and we've known this, but it was confirmed by John Romano, who's the attorney who built the Echo building where we are. He has mock trials. And the beauty of mock trials is knowing what the law says, applying it, and seeing how it will work out
to
the end of your
cool.
case. And that's basically what we do. We come together.
Can I be the judge? Judges don't have to know anything about the law, right?
Well, it's our job as attorneys to teach or help the judges understand how the law should be applied.
I think better choice of word would be help.
Assist the judges in applying the law.
All right. Well, listen, we appreciate you sticking around, and tell Curtis the next time I see him that I'll have a tire repair kit or I'll have a UFO. We'll do others. Folks, we've been speaking with Sabine Felix-Melian and Cynthia Simpson-Cannon from the law firm of Melian LeBlanc and Simpson in Lake Worth, Florida. You need their help? It's 954-607-4200. You could check out their website at www.flcivilattorneys.com, floridacivilattorneys.com. And I think they are pretty darn civil. Thanks for coming in, guys. Now it's time for this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Their phone number, 561-351-8000. That's 561-351-8000. This property is located in Stuart, Florida. It's 438 Southeast Florida Street. It's, like I said, in Stuart, and if you like that area, then this might be the property for you. It's a beautiful three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's been totally redone and freshly painted. Everything is new. It's in a great location. It's FHA conventional or cash. We'll put your name on the deed. If you'd like to Google map the location and see it for yourself, it is 438 Southeast Florida Street in Stuart, Florida. And like we always say, Google loves that zip code, and that is 34994. It is a three-bedroom, two-bath home. It's been totally redone, repainted, everything ready to move into. If you're looking for a home, and like we say, ain't got no home, well, this is the place to make your home, and it's in Stuart, Florida. A great location, and all you need is a little bit of conventional financing or maybe cash might do the job. That's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week. And if you'd like to make this house your home, call Pat Tracy and Associates at 561-351-8000. I would suggest that you call her right now because she's out showing homes. And maybe she's on the phone. I think we'll have her join us in just a few moments. But that is this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. For additional information, you know the number, 561-351-8000. Well, as I've said this before, and even me, the one that just said it, I'd like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. And a hat tip to Renee Farou and the good folks at the the Triumph Mission Church in Haiti. I knew I'd get that. It was stuck way down there in the memory banks. Pastor Michelin's doing a good job over there helping out the people. We have to have them back on the show again to get an update and find out what's been going on there. Thanks for listening, guys, on the iHeartRadio app. And you can visit our show website at reachradioshow.com. Check out our past shows and listen to them there. And also, we left the autism video up online. So if you'd like to see that, we had some folks from the New Hope Center last week on the show. And they have a very beautiful video about autism. So you can check that out at our website.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
And it's time for Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. As promised, we will tell you who's right and who's left-handed, that is. There's no doubt about it. Left-handers are the odd men out. Lefties make up about 10% of the population. It seems that society has lost track of the lefties. And with all the right-handed gadgets and tools that fit comfortably in your right hand, lefties have been grabbing the smooth end of the handle for a long time. So, what are some of the causes being a southpaw? Who knows? Researchers have done all sorts of studies and have research information. Our show producer, Rick Snyder, is here with a list of the, what, good points, bad points of being left-handed?
The points.
All right. Are you left-handed or right-handed?
No, I'm right-handed. My wife is left-handed.
Oh. So. That's two out of three of us here.
Right-handed or left-handed?
Left.
Left-handed.
Whoa.
Left-handed.
Well, I'm in good company then.
Well, read this from the left then.
I certainly will. More left-handed family members. Researchers have found different brain wirings in righties versus lefties. For example, lefties have higher risk of psychosis. I'm in here with two crazies. Studies have found that people with psychosis had a 20% likelihood of being left-handed. Your handedness may determine your health.
Really?
According to scientists, having one hemisphere dominate is much more efficient, and that's why some left-handers are at an increased risk for learning impairments and brain disorders.
You mean like dyslexia?
Dyslexia.
Oh, that's right.
Lefties hear speeches differently, Alan. According to the researchers, if you're waving an American flag while listening to a presidential candidate, the speech will sound slightly different to you depending on whether you're holding the flag in your left hand or your right hand. Can you believe that scientists actually study this? Amazing. Now, here's a good one, though. Lefties make better artists.
That's true.
Southpaws have been bragging about their creative clout for years, but it's true. Research published in the American Journal of Psychology, there's some evidence that left-handed people have the upper hand in at least one creative facet. They're better at divergent thinking, a method of idea generation that explores many possible solutions. Alan, I know you are certainly among those folks. We vote for left-handers. Doesn't matter which way they swing politically, a surprisingly high percentage of recent U.S. presidents were on the left in terms of handedness.
Of course.
Yeah. The lengthy list of left-handed leaders includes four of the last seven commanders-in-chief, President Obama, President Clinton, George H.W. Bush, and Gerald Ford, as well as past presidents James Garfield and Harry Truman. There's a rumor that Ronald Reagan was born a lefty as well, but stringent school teachers converted him to a righty when he was young. They made my grandfather, who was a lefty, right with his right hand.
Well, California's been paying the price for that.
So. I guess so. Southpaws always beat you in sports. Actually, left-handers may have the advantage in sports that involve two opponents facing one another, tennis, boxing, and baseball. If you've ever faced a left-handed pitcher as a right-handed batter, don't dig in. Whoa.
You know Don Carter, the famous bowler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he told me one time that when if you're a left-hand bowler, you're using a part of the lane that no one, because all the right-handed bowlers use the other side of the lane.
That's true.
You know, I'll tell you another little story about that, and it's a little off subject, but it's really cool. You know, Don Carter, when he first started bowling, and I got this in an interview with him once, he said he never missed the pins. His father knew that inadvertently he would roll the ball into the gutter when he first started, so he had the pin boy set the pins up in the gutter. So when he rolled, he'd always...
Down they went.
He said, I never missed. Interesting.
A couple of things.
All right.
Wrap this up. Lefties are scaredy cats.
No, I'm not.
Left-handers get angrier.
No, I'm not.
They're easily embarrassed, and they like to booze. Mm. Does that mean drink?
Yeah. Well, let me say this, though. One good thing about left-handers.
And what would that be, Alan?
Well, they have their own day.
Mark your calendar.
August the 13th, International Left-Handers Day. We missed it. Well, when we return, Pat Tracy checks in with the latest industry news along with a bunch of things you need to know when buying a home. You know, Pat's a real sportman. She finally shot her first turkey. I ask her how that felt. She says, not bad, but the deli clerk at Publix was a little shaken. But, what are you going to do?
Ain't got no home.
Making home affordable, MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA. Let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know place to roam.
Hey, bienvenido. Welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. Getting ready to wrap up the last segment of the show here. The executive director, chief cook, and bottle washer over at Reach, the Reach Real Estate Factory there, Pat Tracy, joins us on the phone right now. Pat, how are you today?
Doing great, Alan. Thank you so much.
Are you out showing houses?
I'm getting ready to show homes. Last week when I inadvertently forgot to call in, I was showing homes, so I decided to schedule them a little later today.
Great.
Just so I'd be right on top of it.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of things to talk about. I know you've attended a few conferences, and we have some new breaking news information as far as that's concerned. But, we usually get into the workshop that's coming up, and I did want to say that real quick. Our next first-time home buyers workshop is Sunday, October the 19th. From 12:30 to 7 p.m. at the Reach offices. Anything special going on there that you don't normally do?
Well, let me say, Alan, we do have one tomorrow. You know, we have a Sunday from 1 to 7 tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Actually, we may be able to still get some individuals into, and we are have classes in Creole, Spanish, and English. We have a good group, but if you really feel that you want to go ahead and take the class tomorrow, I would encourage you just to come in.
Well, we probably only have a few seats left.
We have a few seats left. Well, we actually purchased some additional seating, so we have some additional seats only because of that reason. And Dee will probably kill me for saying this, but I believe we could squeeze others in. And the address is 8409 North Military Trail, Suite 112 in Palm Beach Gardens. So from 1 to 7, there is a cost of $49 per person. It does include food, but you'll get your certificate for attendance, which will also assist you in getting grants.
Right, so, and the banks give you a better discount because you took that course, right?
That's right, and then also some of the banks give you credit toward cash for taking it besides a better interest rate discount.
Right. Could you use that for like a down payment or something like that?
Yes, you can.
How cool is that?
I know. So it's really important that you go in. Besides that, Reach has recently received some new programs. So I would encourage anyone to call the office or contact us at
855-48-REACH, 855-48-REACH, or 855-487-3224. How was that?
Yes. Thank you, Alan. I would encourage anyone. I was about to give the local number of the 491-1670, so thank you for giving me the 800 line.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Give that local number one more time there. I remember that.
491-1670. That's the 561-491-1670. because we've recently gotten some new programs. So if you are underemployed, meaning you're not making what you used to make and you need help making your payment, or if you're unemployed, we have programs that can help make your payment for 1 year. So I would encourage you to call in if you're in that situation and still struggling, because a lot of people are struggling. So we would like to hear from you, see if we can't put it together and help you. So if you would call that number, either the 855 number, 855-48-REACH, or 561-491-1670, let us go ahead and hear from you. We can direct you on how to make the application and get to our organization so we can look at and see if you qualify for that program.
And we'll hold your hand through the whole process. It's incredible. I was talking to Dee yesterday, and she was telling me about this program, the out-of-work program, and exactly, you know, how you had to qualify to get into that. And folks, it's really easy. All you really have to do is just call REACH, 855-48-REACH, and ask them, and they'll explain to you how all these programs work and how you can save a lot of time and money by using their workshops.
And it's a pleasure for us. It's quite extensive for on our part to do it, but it's a pleasure for us to help our clients go ahead and get that payment for 1 year. Also, another part of the program will bring you current on your mortgage where you're behind, or let's say you're already stable. You're okay, you had a bad time, you're behind, but you're back working where you used to be, your income is now good. We also have a program that will pay the arrearage. So we'd love to hear from you so we might be able to help you with the programs we've been seeking and have now to help.
Well, that's our mission at REACH, folks. We want to place families in a home, not just a house. And we have all the tools that we need to make that happen for you. All you have to do is pick up the phone and call REACH. And you know the numbers, 855-48-REACH. You can call the local number, 561-491-1670. And you can get to a REACH representative. And we can help you out as we have helped hundreds in the past.
Now, Alan, how much more time do I have to give you a few more statistics?
About 1 minute.
Okay. I was listening to Steve, who was talking about how the African Americans and Hispanics were somewhat left out of the market.
Right.
And the rest of that article talks about Miami directly and how there have been so many cash buyers, wealthy people or out-of-country individuals coming in, that there's almost no housing for the low to moderate income individual. So it's organizations like ours that go in, get those homes, and try to put them back in the hands of low to moderate income individuals. And we're very limited. We don't have the money of the large investor, but we certainly have done our part and hope to continue to do so to help regular people get housing, not just the very wealthy.
The folk. As we call
it. The folks. That's it. Okay.
Well, that's exactly what we do. Pat, thanks for taking time and calling in, and I hope we can have you in the studio next week. We have a little special thing we'd like to do, and we'll get you in for that.
Okay. Sounds great, Alan.
All right. Well, that is about all the time left to us today. We certainly appreciate you spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank our guests. They were great, as usual. And we remind you again to check out the website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio Show archives are. And like I said, we left that autism video up there for you to check it out. And a hat tip to our friends over at the Scottish Rite. We hope all the candidates are listening on the iHeartRadio app. We'll see you next Saturday live from 12 to 1. Tell your friends about the show, and we'll send you a hat tip, too. And remember, we're having fun helping kids.
I know later on, ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.